This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. The United States is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russia's interference in last year's election and the hacking of several government agencies. Speaking at the White House, President Joe Biden said that he acted in order to protect U.S. interests and to deter future similar bad deeds from Moscow.
Where there's an interest in the United States to work with Russia, we should and we will. Where Russia seeks to violate the interests of the United States, we will respond. We'll always stand in defense of our country, our institutions, our people, and our allies.
The sanctions are certain to exacerbate tensions with Russia, which promised a response, even as some experts said the measures appeared tailored to avoid an out-of-control escalation of retaliatory acts between the two countries. Both sides have rested their cases in the murder trial in Minneapolis of a white former policeman, Derek Chauvin, who is accused of murder and manslaughter in the death of a black man, George Floyd, last May. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Before resting, defense attorney Eric Nelson had to announce whether Chauvin would testify.
I have repeatedly advised you that this is your decision and your decision alone, right?
Correct.
Chauvin made the decision.
I will invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege today.
Judge Peter Cahill asked,
is this your decision not to testify?
It is, Your Honor.
All right.
Tape from court TV. The risks for Chauvin were high. If he testified, prosecutors would cross-examine by using the video of the arrest of George Floyd and force Chauvin to explain why he kept pressing down on Floyd. But the jury could have also heard any remorse or sympathy he might feel. Closing statements are expected Monday. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the death toll in the United States has increased significantly in the past year. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
New government data quantifies the increase in deaths in the U.S. over a 13-month span, ending February 27th of this year. It shows the country saw about 600,000 more deaths than usual, with COVID-19 being the major cause of the increase. While COVID-related deaths were about 75% of the total, the CDC also noted a record high spike in overdose deaths as well. 87,000 deaths reported over a 12-month period, ending in September of last year. That's a 29% increase in overdoses compared to the prior year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Daily infections of COVID-19 crossed 200,000 in India Thursday, making it the highest anywhere in the world. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
At Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Narayan Hospital, one of India's largest COVID-only facilities with more than 1,500 beds, a stream of ambulances ferried patients to the overflowing casualty ward. After imposing one of the world's strictest lockdowns for nearly 3 months last year, India's government relaxed almost all curbs by the beginning of 2021. Now, many regions, including Mumbai and the rest of Maharashtra state, are introducing localized restrictions. The government has blamed a widespread failure to practice social distancing and wear face masks. Experts have blamed everything from official complacency to aggressive variants.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department's weekly report shows first-time claims for jobless aid plummeted by 193,000 to 576,000. That's a new low since the coronavirus pandemic first struck, and a hopeful sign that layoffs are easing as the economy recovers from the recession it brought on. While still high in historical terms, jobless claims are now well below their peak of 900,000 in early January. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Dow Jones Industrials closed above 34,000 for the first time on Thursday as the blue chip benchmark and the S&P posted fresh record highs. The Dow rose 0.9%. The S&P gained 1.11%. The Nasdaq also gained, adding 1.31%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. Visit voanews.com for more.